I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Claudia Puig and Amy Nicholson. First up is Lightyear from Pixar, starring the voice of Chris Evans. Amy.
Yeah, Lightyear. It is of the Toy Story universe, but not in the Toy Story universe. It's in a different universe where Lightyear is just a legitimate space cadet going on a mission that has a lot in common with Aliens. And honestly, I wanted to dislike this movie because you keep seeing through it the different ways they're going to use it to make product placement. However, it actually pulled it out as a story about aging, mortality, and making really bad choices while feeling pressure to be the hero.
Lightyear is directed by Angus MacLean, written by Jason Headley. It's rated PG in wide release. Father of the Bride, new version of the film set in a Cuban-American family, starring Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan. Claudia.
I thought Gloria Estefan was such a highlight in this film, and Andy Garcia, of course, is always good. I applaud the celebration of cultural diversity here and the fact that we learned about a little bit about the distinctions between Cubans and Mexicans, and you know, it really you felt that this was made by a Latino filmmaker. There's some cliched stuff about millennials versus boomers, and there's some predictability, but it's well-intentioned.
Father of the Bride is directed by Gaz Alazraki, written by Matt Lopez, rated PG-13, streaming on HBO Max. The Spanish film Official Competition's a dark comedy starring Penelope Cruz, Antonio Banderas, and Oscar Martinez. Amy.
This is just a great, great, great comedy about the ultimate vanity project. Penelope Cruz is a director, and her two actors, Antonio Banderas and Oscar Martinez, have seemingly an endless pocketbook to make the greatest movie ever made, to make a multimillionaire feel like he did something good with his life, but they cannot agree to do with it. And in all of their acting challenges, they're just jockeying for power. It's just very, very funny and very smart.
Claudia.
Very funny, very smart. And coming on the heels of her amazing performance in Parallel Mothers, Penelope Cruz, I just feel like she can do anything. She just does. She nails this. She's very, very funny in this.
Official Competition is directed by Mariano Cohn and Gaston Duprat. The film is rated R in Spanish with subtitles. It's at several of the Lemley theaters. And good luck to you. Leo Grand stars Emma Thompson, Daryl McCormick, Sophie Hyde, the director. Claudia.
I really recommend this film. It's both a piece of entertainment. It's very funny. It's very well written. And it's a provocative exploration of aging and sexuality. It takes place in the same hotel room. Never feels claustrophobic or cramped. It feels somewhat like a play because it is so well written and well directed.
Good luck to you. Leo Grand is rated R. It's written by Katie Brand, and it's streaming on the Hulu service. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full reviews of these and all the other movies on this week's Film Week. If you missed it on KPCC, you can still download it wherever you get your audio or at kpcc.org. Have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.